Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
United Kingdom. Over 300,000 people attended the 47th Bristol Balloon Fiesta in England from August 8th through the 10th. The event is one of the largest hot air balloon festivals in Europe. Practitioners set up a booth at Ashton Court Estate where they introduced Falun Dafa and offered free exercise instruction. Many people visited the booth to learn the exercises. Practitioners also explained how the Chinese Communist Party persecutes the practice and kills practitioners for their organs. Booth visitors signed petitions calling to end the brutalities, and some Chinese people renounced their memberships in the CCP organizations. Practitioners' Golden Dragon Dance performance attracted a great deal of attention. Many people recorded videos and photos and took information about the practice as well. A special publication about the balloon festival called What's on Bristol included a brief description of Falun Dafa and information about local practice sites.
Bulgaria. Falun Dafa practitioners provided an introduction to the practice in the beautiful mountain town of Bansko on August 2nd and 3rd. On the first day, practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and distributed informative flyers. They called on the G7 countries to help stop the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. And they told people about Falun Dafa's guiding principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Many passers-by expressed their support and signed the offered petitions. Practitioners also showed children and their parents how to make origami lotus flowers at their booth and read a children's story authored by practitioners titled The Lotus Tale. On the second day, practitioners met in the conference room of the Gardenia Hotel and read two lectures in Falun Dafa's main book, Zhuan Falun. They also displayed several paintings from the Art of Zhen Shan Ren exhibition in the hotel lobby, giving hotel guests an opportunity to learn about the cultivation practice.
USA. Kerry Thompson, the mayor of Bloomington, Indiana, issued a proclamation on August 4th to honor Xian Yun Performing Arts. She also condemned the CCP's transnational suppression of the performing arts group. Chinese agents in the U.S. frequently harass Falun Gong practitioners and interfere with Xian Yun performances, which exposed the persecution in its programs. Many political figures and human rights activists have condemned the CCP's violation of human rights and freedom of belief. In her proclamation, Mayor Thompson affirmed the principles of Falun Gong's teachings, truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. She praised Xian Yun for its outstanding achievements in promoting China's 5,000-year traditional culture through its unique artistic expression. As the Mid-U.S. Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference is approaching, the mayor declared August 16, 2025, Xian Yun Day in Bloomington.
United Kingdom. A court in Moscow, Russia, sentenced the Falun Gong practitioner to 4 years in prison on July 23, 2025. A number of UK parliamentarians have expressed deep concern, asking their government to state its position on this issue and condemning the persecution of Falun Gong. The European Union representative to Russia has also expressed concern over the persecution of a spiritual belief. The Belgium-based organization Human Rights Without Frontiers International posted an article from the Falun Dafa Information Center titled "Russia: 4 Years in Prison for Natalia Menikova, a Falun Gong Practitioner." The article describes the repression in Russia from the banning of the main book of the practice, Zhuan Falun, in 2011, to the recent sentencing of Ms. Menikova. Around the year 2000, Russian authorities started to follow the directives of the CCP and forced several Falun Gong practitioners out of the country who had been long-term residents of Russia, including Meng Zhaowu, Sun Lizhi, and Lu Mingting.
Sweden. The art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition was displayed at the Strandervik Art Gallery on Marsland Island from July 5th to the 15th, 2025. More than 2,000 people from 25 countries viewed the artwork. The former chairman of the Vastra Gotulin Region's Cultural Committee, Connie Bronberg, gave a speech at the opening ceremony on July 5th. He said, more than 900 cities have seen these artworks so far, and our city is one of them. As I now inaugurate this art exhibition, let us be enriched and inspired by the art. Let it become seeds sown in our hearts today, and they will bloom. We welcome you to join the efforts for freedom of expression and protection of democracy. Every day during the exhibition, practitioners taught the exercises at the Paradise Park. Many people came to learn and said they liked the practice.
USA, the inaugural World Barbecue Championship in the Eastern United States, was held in Deer Park, Orange County, New York on August 2nd and 3rd. Falun Dafa practitioners displayed 18 paintings from the art of Jin Shan Ren International Collection near the competition venue, and both visitors and contestants had the opportunity to view the exhibit. The art has been seen in more than 50 countries and 900 cities around the world. A steady stream of visitors viewed the collection. Numerous exhibition attendees praised the quality of the art. When people learned that the CCP makes use of the state apparatus, including the political arm, law, the judiciary, and the military, to carry out the systematic and large-scale harvesting of organs from imprisoned Falun Dafa practitioners while they are still alive, they signed the petition that urges the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act.
Indonesia. Practitioners introduced the spiritual practice and its exercises to over 100 teachers and students of Kartini II Junior High School in Batam City on August 7th. The presentation was jointly organized by the school management and the local Falun Dafa Association. School principal Kuka Eka Prasadio gave a speech after everyone assembled at 7:15 a.m. He emphasized the importance of instilling moral values from an early age and praised the Falun Dafa exercises as a positive way to improve students' moral character and maintain the younger generation's health. A practitioner then gave a brief introduction to Falun Dafa. Four practitioners demonstrated the exercises, while the MC explained each movement in detail simultaneously.
USA, the 2025 San Francisco Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in San Mateo Hillsdale Theater on August 10th. Practitioners from a number of cities in the state of California attended the event. 22 practitioners talked about how they followed the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, looked inward, and constantly strove to improve themselves to fulfill their responsibilities as practitioners. Some participants reported that they began to practice in China, while others heard about Falun Dafa and began practicing while living overseas. Coming from diverse professions and ages, all said they cherished the cultivation opportunity and will try to improve.
Finland. The 14th We Too Fiesta took place on Henning Pristo Boulevard on August 3rd. This annual family-oriented event featured culture, arts, and community groups. This year's festival attracted over 80 organizations and was well attended. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth and demonstrated the exercises. Many people stopped to watch and talked with practitioners. They signed a petition that calls an end to the persecution in China after they learned of the extent of the human rights abuses. At times, there was a line of people at the table waiting to sign the petition. some residents asked the location of local practice sites and voiced the intention to learn the exercises.
USA, Falun Dafa practitioners participated in local National Night Out events in San Diego, California on August 5th. Their goal was to help residents and local government officials become aware of the communists' transnational repression. The National Night Out event began in the 1980s with an aim of strengthening police-community ties and combating crime. Practitioners participated in events hosted by the San Diego City Police Department, the Chula Vista Police Department, and the San Diego County Sheriff's Office. They also set up a Falun Gong information booth at the event held by the San Diego Police Department near Balboa Park.
Slovakia. A series of petition drives in support of Falun Dafa took place in cities of central and western Slovakia from July 25th through August 1st. Practitioners visited six cities throughout the country where they demonstrated the exercises, told people about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, and collected signatures on a petition calling to end the persecution. More than 1,000 people signed the petition. One woman thanked the practitioners after signing the petition and said, "May you prosper in your good work for humanity."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Yang Jingju was in very poor health when she completed a year and a half prison term in April last year for her faith in Falun Gong. She passed away on February 3, 2025. Before her death, Miss Yang struggled to recover from the damage to her health sustained in the labor camps. She suffered from chest pains, headaches, and back pain. She also had nightmares and became forgetful. She was sentenced to her final prison term for practicing the Falun Gong exercises outside. She was arrested after being reported to the police by a neighbor. After the start of the persecution in 1999, Miss Yang held firm to her faith and was repeatedly targeted and tortured. Prior to her prison sentence, she was given three forced labor terms totaling 6.5 years. In 2011, after a 3-year forced labor term, Miss Yang returned home to learn that her husband had died without seeing her one last time.
An 86-year-old woman from Shandong Province was admitted to prison this year to reserve an expired prison term, only to die 2 months later. The wrongful conviction of Ms. Ma Jiading stemmed from her arrest in 2018 for her faith in Falun Gong. She was sentenced to a 3.5-year prison sentence. Because she was still on probation from an earlier term, also for practicing Falun Gong, the judge in charge of her case ordered her to serve a combined 5-year term and allowed her to serve time at home due to her advanced age. In February, the local police arrived unexpectedly at Ms. Ma's home to make her serve the remainder of her sentence. She had already become wheelchair-bound and incapacitated at that time. The police threats worsened her condition, and she had to be hospitalized. In just 2 months, she fell into a coma and was released on parole. Her family rushed her to a hospital before she died a few days later.
Since the Chinese Communist regime began its persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, Hubei Province Women's Prison has been a site of severe abuse against female practitioners. Authorities employ brainwashing, torture, and forced drug administration to pressure detainees into renouncing their faith with devastating consequences. At least one practitioner, 80-year-old Miss Li Guibin, died in April 2023, shortly after being released on medical parole due to injuries from torture. Miss Wen Qingfang, 59, became incapacitated during her 3-year term, which ended in July 2025. Miss Wang Reiling, 71, is serving an 8-year sentence. Repeated beatings and forced drugging drove her to insanity.
After Mr. Shan Furong finished serving a 4.5-year wrongful prison term early July, the local authorities took him straight to a senior center and didn't allow him to go home, even after he had become completely blind due to torture in custody. Mr. Shan of Hebei Province was arrested in 2021 while distributing informational materials about Falun Gong. His family were kept in the dark of his case status. They didn't learn of his prison sentence until July 2023. They were also devastated to know that he had become blind in both eyes after being tortured in prison. This is not the first time that Mr. Shan has been targeted for his faith. He has been arrested multiple times and was sentenced to 4 years following an arrest in 2015. His employer fired him after he was released. His wife could no longer cope with the pressure of the persecution and divorced him. Mr. Shan's mother was dealt a blow when he was arrested again in 2021. She died in late 2022 at the age of 86 without seeing her son one last time. March and rally in the Netherlands exposes the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners held a march and rally in Europe's largest port city, Rotterdam, on August 9th to expose the Chinese Communist Party's 26-year persecution and transnational repression. Letters of support were received from the International Amnesty Netherlands branch and Hans Nut, a human rights Without Frontiers director. The march was led by the Tianwo Marching Band and paraded past Chinatown and popular shopping areas. It attracted the attention of many people. Ms. Kanyan Wong, president of the Falun Dafa Association in the Netherlands, spoke at the rally. The director of the Human Rights Without Borders Netherlands branch, Hans Nu, wrote a letter of support in which he stated, "The suppression launched by the CCP has gone on for 26 years and extended overseas. Our government and the international society should be on the alert and make a determined response. No one should be silenced by transnational repression, whether it is in the Netherlands or any place." A letter was also sent by the organization Amnesty International Netherlands that stated, "Today, we come together to help those Falun Gong practitioners who cannot speak out in China. They are being arrested, tortured, and even murdered because of their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. This persecution has become one of modern history's largest, longest persecution. Furthermore, this persecution has extended overseas. The CCP uses transnational repression tactics targeting Falun Gong. Its goal is to smear the reputation of Falun Gong in Western society, suppress the truth, manipulate public opinion, and use democracy and freedom as a weapon for authoritarian rule. We strongly condemn such behavior. We urge the CCP, stop persecuting Falun Gong. Stop forced organ harvesting. Stop transnational repression and propaganda. Release all prisoners of conscience." An open Rotterdam TV journalist named Elmar Levy studied the event at length. He told practitioners that around 2 years ago, he began to notice Falun Dafa activities in the Netherlands. He learned that the practice is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and has renewed people's health and lives. He thought the CCP's persecution is extremely inhuman and heartbreaking. In his opinion, few people know of the persecution because of the mainstream media's silence. He said, "Such unjust phenomena must be exposed. Politicians should publicly speak out and let more people know the truth." Elmore said that, as a journalist, he will try his best to spread the truth to the public, call for an end to the persecution, and let peace as well as respect become the norm in society.
Renouncing the Communist Party at Germany Falun Dafa Information Booth. German and French practitioners assembled in the city of Freiburg im Breisgau on August 2nd to hold a Falun Dafa Information Day event at Augustina Platz, the city's commercial center. A young Chinese man walked straight to the booth and looked through the various materials on the table. He took Chinese language copies. While talking with practitioners, he shared that he was studying for a doctorate in digital simulation in Germany. A practitioner talked about Falun Gong and the CCP's persecution of Chinese people. The young man said that his family was persecuted by the CCP after his grandfather was classified as a landlord because he owned a small piece of land. The university student was advised to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. He said he had not joined any of them. He asked questions about Falun Dafa, after which he asked, "Why are you doing public activities?" The practitioner told him that the CCP fabricated many rumors and slandered Falun Dafa to persecute the group, such as the CCP-staged Tiananmen Square self-immolation incident. Falun Dafa practitioners came out to clarify the truth to dispel the CCP's lies and raise awareness of the persecution. This is very important for people who aren't aware of the issue. The practitioner added, "Otherwise they will be misled by the CCP's lies and aid in its evil deeds and persecute practitioners. The consequences are very serious." The young man replied, "Oh, I see. You want to clarify some things to prevent those who blindly believe from being implicated and suffering misfortune." A middle-aged Chinese woman walked past the information booth with her child and told practitioners, "I don't support Falun Dafa because you support the Alternative for Germany party. If the AfD comes to power, we immigrants will be in trouble. This concerns our vital interests." A practitioner said that it was impossible because Falun Dafa practitioners don't get involved in politics and have no political agenda. The woman said that the radio station reported it. She added, "Your leaders support it, but you might not know about it." The practitioner replied, "If you're referring to our founder, Master Li, that's even more impossible. Our master has always warned us not to get involved in politics because we are practitioners." The woman insisted that a radio station broadcast the information. The practitioner said, "No matter which media outlet it is, they are spreading rumors and lying." The woman calmed down and said, "If that's the case, I agree with you." The practitioner replied, "The CCP is behind the Germany media that is broadcasting these lies. The CCP infiltrates many countries. On the one hand, they are framing Falun Dafa and inciting hatred against Falun Dafa. On the other hand, they are disrupting Germany's society. The CCP is harming people." The woman agreed to withdraw from the Communist Young Pioneers and the Youth League with an alias.
Introducing Falun Dafa at City to Serve Fun Run event in Australia. The City to Serve Fun Run took place in the city of Sydney on August 10th. Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the exercises, and the Tian Guo marching band performed at Rose Beach, a stop along the race route. This year, more than 90,000 participants filled the streets from Hyde Park to Bondi Beach, undeterred by the heavy rain. The event is viewed as more than just a race. It's a celebration of Sydney's spirit and showcases sports, community, music, and charity in one vibrant day. As rain streamed down, runners, who usually would have hurried past, paused. Some smiled or clapped. Others took photos in a rare moment of reflection amid the city's biggest race. The Falun Dafa performance became more than just a musical interlude. It was a living reminder that even in challenging conditions, beauty, kindness, and shared human values can stop people in their tracks. Passerby Salin Kaskader was so struck by the performance that she literally pulled her vehicle over to take it in. She said, "The way you guys perform, even the raincoats, the colors, everything about it is just so amazing. That's why I had to stop and have a look." Truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance are so important, especially tolerance in today's world. She even phoned her husband on the spot, telling him, "You've got to come and see this."
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.